Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Before you start to relax deeply into the mind reprogramming session, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas, and you may do this with your eyes open or closed. This hypnosis session is designed, amongst other things, to help you increase your levels of background happiness. Things happen. You can have a flat tire on your car and a bad mood about it. Or a flat tire on your car and a happy mood. If the tire lost its air, you have a flat tire. Do you want a bad mood as well? Or would a happy state serve you better? Things have happened that were not positive and happy experiences. Nothing can be done about those as they become further and more distant memories. The only thing you can do is to change the way you feel about them. Change things that haven't happened. Haven't happened. You can worry about them, and typically they're never as bad as you thought they were going to be. Or you can relax, knowing that you used to worry about things like that. Things that haven't happened, and instead think about the things that you enjoy thinking about what you are doing soon. That you are really looking forward to. And thinking about some of the things you are grateful for. And the more time you spend quietly in the background, inside, thinking about both the image that you are grateful for and the things that you are looking forward to and the things that you enjoy and are grateful for that are in line with your values. It feels like your purpose, your path in life, and aiming to more of both the background happiness while continuing on the way to having more experiences that you are grateful for. And things that you look forward to. And more of the purpose and mission in life. Because with more purpose comes even more background happiness. Because you have more things that you are grateful for. And the more things that you enjoy more and more in your experience of reality, your life. And as you have the more enjoyment into your more experiences that you enjoy that are connected to your vision, life's purpose. Why aim there? Because the studies are in, and the scientists have confirmed what others have known for a long time, that having a purpose in life gives you and people more happiness. enjoyable life. People who are happier and others people who have a purpose in life to share. That you not only also choose to believe that and get the benefits of better health and fitness because of doing more and more things that make you happy. Because of doing more and more things that makes you feel good. That makes you feel happy. And when you're doing them, and the more that you create your freedom from your creation, the more you create, the more you become freer and happier. Following your life purpose. Because you have more than one, two, three, four, five. With every number, six, you can relax. Seven, close your eyes. Eight, if you haven't already. Nine, and drift deeper and deeper inside your unconscious mind. Twelve. Now, and as you focus on the music, you can drift away deeper and deeper into, and you can allow yourself to drift deeper and drift deeper because you focus on the increasing, relaxing parts of your body to spread the wonderful feelings of relaxation. The feeling that you create when you feel really relaxed. To intensify now and at a time in the future with relaxing deeper. Trancing deeper into the music and the suggestions that go with you into trance, and focus your mind on the more thoughts that are on the happy topics and activities in your life and the shared experiences that you can choose to find more things to enjoy. And raise the background levels of happiness. So that you feel happier more of the day. Biggest thing to do is to shrink the biggest images that are the unpleasant thoughts, the scary images, the boring and lethargic images, the unpleasant thoughts of your mind into the distance. Shrink them down, small in size, to a dot and flick them off into the distance. Take the images that are thoughts you no longer want to have. And in a heartbeat, shrink them in size and send them off into the distance. Make them disappear. In color, switch to black and white as you blur the image while shrinking it simultaneously, instantaneously gone out of your life. Is something and somewhere where it is a better idea to both hear and see the things that you want. Happy. positive things happening for you and because of you making them happen. By doing things that actually make things better, long term, and while you do, something that feels good to do, and is good for you, both now and long term, things happening for you, and because of you making them happen, by doing things that actually make things better, long term, and while you do it, something that feels good to do, and is good for you, both now and long term. Visual distractions minimized and eyes closed. You can, as you listen to the sounds of the music, while I talk to both you and your unconscious mind, deep down inside. Especially to succeed, no one else is going to make you succeed or be happy. Enjoy happiness. Underlying thoughts of happiness now. And as you do, don't you? Take a moment in your mind. Because you first remove from your regular memory unpleasant thoughts, shrunk down, disappeared. Remove the things that don't serve you, can feel happy now. As you relax deeply into trance. And it's got to be you who chooses, because no one else is going to make these decisions for you. Right now, something that you wish you didn't think so often, shrink it down in size and flick it off into the distance, and repeat it fast again. Think of the thing you don't want to think of. Instead, you now see the image shrink, while becoming black and white, become smaller and flick it off into the distance. Again, fast, less than a second, you try to think of the old image. Instead, picture now, vivid, bright, new pictures become bigger, and the good feelings about how great it is feels to be free. You try to think of the old image, instead a new and wonderful picture of how you want to be more happy, big, bright, vivid, new. bigger and the good feelings about how great it feels to feel free. And free to think more about that thing that came to mind, the thing you wish you did more of, had more, and you can see experiences of better things to spend your time thinking. And it may be that it is something that you have to do with changing the way that you are thinking to be thinking in a new and different way for you to do. Thinking now. And while you make decisions about what thoughts you wish to think, less and less, and teach and train your unconscious mind. In just the same way, you would train your mind to do anything else, like tying your shoelace or learning to drive. It took some time and effort and practice, and it was worth the time well spent thinking in a way that is a way that you can think. As you sleep and dream tonight, and as you do what has been proven time and time again by scientists, that relaxation is good for you and your health. And so, allow yourself, while you are here, to relax yourself a little more in the shoulders and in the face. Legs all over your body and the muscle groups in your face, the expression center of you as a being, and the imagery that you see, I want you to see behind closed eyelids. You know about having good feelings. You've been having them since you were born. And are you having enough of them? Is there room for more moments like these feelings that are good feelings that you can spread over you? And you can make more good feelings. Often, you again can choose to have more good feelings as a thing that felt good and seemed like a good idea to you to hear and see in your mind. The things that you would like to have more of, and as you feel good, you can have good feelings inside, and as you do, you can see more of the things that you want to do, and see in your mind a thing that you would like to have more or do more of. Just one thing. You get to do this again because it's you. You get to do it whenever you want to. And next time, and the time after, can also do this and think the thought pattern anytime. Think more about what you want. A smile idea. And it's easy to set a time in your mind to feel good each morning as you wake up. Think about what you want more and more. Focus on the things that make you happy. And the more you do, the more you get more of what you were thinking about. And are thinking about, and are planning to spend more time thinking about. What you do want, and go for that now, in trance, while you sleep and dream, tonight, and any other time that it is appropriate for you or your unconscious to think about something that you spend too much time thinking about. You can decide to stop doing it because you can again think of the old image and see instantly a new and more productive way to spend your time. A way to spend your time that is doing something that you enjoy and also makes you feel good. Feel good as well as being good for you and those around you. More people who you can make feel good and happy because of the interaction between you and them, the more that you can enjoy your time now. Unpleasant feelings are something that you can spin away. You can spin unpleasant and unhappy thoughts out of your body by reversing the direction of the unpleasant feeling and by taking control of the feeling you have inside. You can change the direction of the movement of the feeling that is one that is labeled by you as unhappy or unpleasant. Feelings gone because you can turn them around simply by making the feeling feel the opposite way, noticing the feeling rather than trying to run away from it is a strategy that's difficult when it's a feeling inside you can spin that feeling in the opposite direction. Instead, notice where the feeling is and deliberately spin that feeling in the opposite direction. So that feeling then feels the complete opposite. First, deliberately doing this, and then your unconscious starts to plan to reverse the unpleasantness and create more wonder and more happiness into your life. Now, you can allow more wonder and joy inside. Along with all this, there are things that you're unconscious could change that would make a difference to the ease and happiness. the creative part of your unconscious mind can create new solutions for issues that you would rather have simpler and easier times enjoying. And the part of you that can create these different ways of being can, if it's appropriate, and test out and reacting and acting in a certain situation differently. And you can adopt and keep all of the things that you test out that make a positive change for you, and integrate the great process that make a difference for you. And to you now, as you allow your unconscious to become more familiar with the processes. That sets you freer and gives you more happiness and less stress and more happiness in life. You can feel that comfortable that you are gives you less stress, that life can look rosier, brighter colors, feeling lighter and weights lifted, new wonderful thoughts you tell yourself, more and more good things about yourself and others, and choose more and more to talk about the benefits and the wonderful things that are in life now. In a moment, it will be time to come out of this trance and wake up. So as I count backwards from five, you can do all this and more as you wake up. Five, aware of your body. Four, feeling alert. Three, feeling excited to come all the way out of trance. Two, be happier. One, all the way up, wide awake.